Hello everybody and welcome to the 7th episode of Unheard Voices here on CGMQ 88.9 FM. I am your host, Caroline, and for every week, this show will report and discuss Canadian and international political news and why they all pertain to us here in the Eastern Townships. And as always, with a goal of highlighting and recognizing patterns of inequality in our society. Today's episode will focus on the recent announcement concerning the Willow Project. This oil project, intended to take place in Alaska, was approved by the United States Biden administration this past Monday. It produced massive reactions from the national and international community. So, we will try to define and explore the implications of this controversial Willow Project. Let's begin. Let's start by explaining what actually is this Willow Project. It is a huge oil drilling project proposed by the energy company ConocoPhillips, based in Houston. It is intended to extract oil from Alaska's North Slope that is situated in the National Petroleum Reserve owned by the United States federal government. Experts have calculated that the reserve may contain a huge amount of oil and natural gas. However, nothing has been built yet, so the quantity and the time it would take for the oil to reach the market is ignored. The project was firstly introduced in 2020 and had been approved by the recent Trump administration. It was put on hold during the transition of power. Alluding to this, the U.S. Secretary of Interior, Deb Haaland, said that the project is, quote, a difficult and complex issue that was inherited from earlier administration and that they had limited decision space, end quote. In fact, the company ConocoPhillips has valid legal leases in Alaska. Now, the big issue of this oil drilling project is the environmental impacts that it will cause. Alaska is home to national forests, national parks, and wildlife refuges. In addition, permafrost covers approximately a third of all the land, and glacier ice covers about 75,000 square kilometers of the state. As we know, our planet is already victim of human pollution and detrimental activities. We are observing impressive climate change that has consequences on water levels, agriculture production, human health, and much more. Fossil fuels, including oil and natural gas, release heat-trapping gases into the atmosphere that contribute to the climate crisis. The drilling infrastructures require roads and heavy equipment that destroy the land and thus strips away human and natural habitats. We could spend hours and hours enumerating and explaining how oil and gas drilling is detrimental for the environment, but those are the main ones. Wendy Wetland, the president of the policy group Environment America, said, quote, the Arctic is already warming faster than anywhere else on the planet, and the Willow Project would be a carbon bomb, end quote. Contrastingly, there are supporters of the project. The Alaskan lawmakers defended by saying that it will generate jobs and economic benefit for the state. Some say that the Willow Project will facilitate the augmentation of American domestic energy production, and thus, the country will not have to rely on foreign oil so much. Also, there is an Alaskan nonprofit organization called Voice of the Arctic Inupiat, and they are big supporters of the project. On the organization website, they have a page dedicated to it. It states, quote, We are the people of the Arctic slope. We join together to speak as one on issues that affect our well-being. Our membership agrees. We stand united in support of Willow and the economic lifeline it will provide to the North Slope. We know our lands and our communities better than anyone. And we know that resource development and our subsistence way of life are not mutually exclusive. Responsible resource development with the inclusion and engagement of North Slope Inupiat has taken place for over 50 years. End quote. On the other hand, there is of course also major opposition actors. First of all, many Democratic Congress members and Biden followers feel betrayed by the decision. Owing to the fact that Biden has been making many promises concerning the country's fight against the environmental crisis. More specifically, his goals to cut planet warming carbon emissions in half by 2030 and his agreement on a landmark law to accelerate expansion of clean energy such as wind and solar power and move the US away from the oil, coal, and gas. Secondly, environmentalists are outraged by the approval of the Willow Project. Earth Justice, a non-profit public interest environmental law organization, announced this Wednesday, March 15, that they're filing a lawsuit to stop the Willow Project in partnership with the Natural Resources Defense Council. The organization writes, quote, "The project will add about 260 million metric tons of carbon emissions into the atmosphere over the next 30 years. The equivalent of an extra 2 million cars on the road each year for 30 years. The project would cause irreparable harm to the environment, Arctic wildlife, and nearby people who depend on the land for subsistence. The legal challenge targets the Biden administration for failing to consider alternatives that could have meaningfully reduced greenhouse gas emissions and on-the-ground effects. Interior has relied on a mistaken conclusion that it could not deny nor meaningfully limit the project, and it considered project alternatives that ranged only from allowing ConocoPhillips to develop 100% of the available oil to allowing it to develop 92% of the oil. The Biden administration had the authority to stop Willow, yet chose not to. The lawsuit also takes the administration to task for failing to assess Willow's full climate impact by neglecting to consider the additional climate pollution of future development that can only happen once Willow Project infrastructure is in place. ConocoPhillips has described Willow to its investors as the next great Alaska hub, saying it had identified a staggering amount of oil, possibly as much as 3 billion barrels, of nearby prospects that could be accessed if the Willow infrastructure were in place. End quote. There was another lawsuit filed by the Sovereign Inupiat for a Living Arctic, Sierra Club, Trustees for Alaska, and the Alaska Wilderness League. They claim that the U.S. Interior Department has breached its own climate consideration guidelines by approving the project. Also, in 2021, environmental groups including the Natural Resources Defense Council, the Center for Biological Diversity, and Greenpeace also filed a lawsuit. Thirdly, the adjacent communities of the oil drilling fear of the repercussions the project will have on them. The closest city, Nuiksut, is scared of, quote, chemical pollution from spills and leaks and noise and light pollution from construction, scheduled blast, and air traffic. It would also expand roads and infrastructure, which could infringe on crucial habitat for species that are essential to indigenous food security, end quote. The mayor, the vice mayor, and the president of the native village wrote a letter on March 3rd to the U.S. Interior Secretary in order to negotiate the implementation of the project. And of course, the public has been very vocal since the announcement on social media platforms like TikTok and Twitter, showing their angriness, their desperation, and anger. The following clip comes from a report by CNN. They interviewed and covered Alaska locals who came to Washington, D.C. to protest the Willow Project.
My name is Sikanuk Maupin, and I traveled here from Fairbanks, Alaska, to tell President Biden that he needs to be on the right side of history.
I'm here because I have a very big concern about the effects of climate change.
Stop Willow!
I'm 76 years old. I have a voice. I didn't have a voice when I was younger. I didn't think I had a voice. But today, I will use it.
They're talking in Alaska. This will be an economy for 30 years, like they're all gleeful. And they don't live there.
What I think we're fighting for the most is to have our voices heard and for people to see the effects and to really come to the truth that we can't afford to burn fossil fuels any longer.
The moment we realized we were causing this climate change, you know, that's when we should have stopped. Because how are our descendants going to look back? What kind of people were those? Once they knew it was happening, and then they did nothing.
You can visit the CNN website to see the full report. To this day, construction has not started, and it will probably be delayed due to the lawsuits and massive backlash. That is all for this week's episode of Unheard Voices here on CGMQ. I am your host, Caroline, and I truly hope that you enjoyed, and I will see you all next week for another one. Thank you so much, and have a great one.